Blog Talk Radio.
Deuteronomy, that Greek name is not the original name for this book. So you got to start out right, to end up right for us to study for these books, which essentially means words that Moses spoke to Israel. And it's just not any word. It's a redundancy of some things. It's sort of like Moses' farewell speech in a way to the nation. You know, his days are numbered. He goes on to first start out the beginning. The beginning where they didn't listen. They were discouraged by ten tribes, those spies. And we say they didn't do what Yah told them to do. And when they found out there were consequences for their actions, they tried to go back and do the right thing. And Yah told them, no, don't prepare for war. You forget about all that. What you got coming to you, you're going to get what's coming to you. So they tried to go up to fight against the Amorites, with some all right beat the brakes off. Which means to us, and should mean to you, that you must do what Yah tell you to do, when he tells you to do it, and how he tells you to do it. Otherwise, there are consequences. And Moses is telling them, the reason why I'm not going over with Caleb and Joshua is because what part I played in it. See, you just can't put it on everybody else sometimes. And Moses, he said, I paid a part. That's why I'm not going over. And the question is not what someone else did. The question is, how did you respond to it? It's in the case of Caleb and Joshua, son of Nun. They played a part, but their part is what Yah told them to do. Come back and bring a good report. Don't discourage your people. It's going to cost them. And they did exactly what Yah told them to do. They came back with a good report. So what we're about to study is the first chapter. Da Varam, not Deuteronomy. So we're happy you're here. This is the first day of the weekend. But most high willing, we'll be back come Monday to continue in our studies in Da Varam. Without further ado, we have Cartrell of New York City. He's a lead student. You have Sister Avia. New York City, she's a lead student. Yours truly, Yamsu. So, what do I know about them? All that I need to know, and which should be all you need to know, that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they love the Most High. They love their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. Praise Yah. So, I'm going to introduce you to Brother Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Yamsu. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, brother.
Praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. You might hear some background noise, but that's my grandchildren.
That's a good thing, brother. That's not a bad thing. That's a joy to a grandparent, or should be a joy to a grandparent, the grandchildren.
Yes.
Because, thank you, brother. Cartrell, without further ado, let's begin in our studies. First chapter, Da Varam. Now, Moses' previous command to enter. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan in the wilderness. He gave you the place where they were when this happened. In the plain opposite Sut, like my middle name, Sut. Between Paran, Tophil, Laban, Hezerah, there's Zahar. It is 11 days journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that Yah had given him as commandments to them. After he had killed King Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Or, king of Bashan, who had dwelt in Ashtaroth and Edrei, on this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab. Moses began to explain this law, saying, the Elohim, Yah, spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the seacoast, to the land of Canaan. You know, we had a lot of people think that little land over there, our land. No, that little land over there, there's no way to describe the huge, humongous amount of land that was supposed to be our land. As a matter of fact, it goes on to say, on the seacoast to the land of Canaan and to Lebanon. You didn't know that. The land they call Lebanon was our land. And as far as the river Euphrates. See, I've set the land before you. Go in, Yah told us, and possess the land which Yah swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. He goes on to say about the tribal leaders appointed. We had a lot of leaders. Let's go on to see what those leaders entail. I spoke to you at that time, said, I'm alone, and I am not able to bear you. You need to know your shortcomings. Moses knew his shortcomings. I can't do all this by myself. The LLM, your Yah, has multiplied. Y'all done grown a whole lot since leaving Mazarim, which y'all call Egypt. And here are you today. It's a whole lot of y'all. As the stars of heaven and multitude. May Yah, your Elohim of your fathers, make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are at this present moment, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I alone, Moses recognizing his shortcoming, bear your problem? I can't answer all your questions. It's just too many of you and your burdens and your complaints. Because you know we are complaining people. And he goes on to tell them, choose wise and understanding. He didn't say rich or poor. He said wise and understanding and knowledgeable men from among your tribes. And I will make them heads over you, tribal leaders. And you answer to me and say, the things which you have told us to do is good. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise, knowledgeable men, and made them heads over you. Leaders of 1,000 of you, leaders of 100 of you, leaders of 50 of you, leaders of tens of you, and officers for your tribe, and officers for your tribes. Then I commanded your judgment in that time, saying here the cases that was brought before them between your brethren, and judge righteously between a man and his brother, or even the stranger. We judge them righteously too, people of different nations who are with us, who have decided to cast their lots with us. You should show no partiality in judgment, whether they are stranger, whether they're poor, whether they have means, and an individual of a different nation. Everybody should be judged the right way. Between a man and his brothers or the strangerhood with him, you should not show partiality in judgment. You should hear the small, the people of no means, as well as the great, the people that got it going on. You should not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is Yah's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me. I will hear it. And I command you at that time all the things which you should do. Now, the previous statement we just read, Moses is saying, this happens is 40 years in the wilderness, and you suffer the consequences of your action, then tribal leaders were appointed during that. And he goes back and tell them the reason why you did those 40 years, it shouldn't take it us that long. He goes back and says, Israel's refusal to enter the land. So we departed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible winter, those 40 years, which you saw on the way to the mountain of the Amorites. And Yah, Elohim, had commanded us. Then we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, you have come to the mountains of the Amorites, which Yah, Elohim, is giving us. Look, Yah, Elohim, has set the land before you. Go up, possess it, as Yah, Elohim, of our fathers, has spoken to you. Do not fear. A bunch of bad apples can spoil the whole bunch. And you will see this case in point. That's why you keep away from folks like that. One bad apple, in this case, it was 10 bad apples, and only 2 good apples. Y'all don't want people discouraging our people not to do good. Okay? And he says, do not fear or be discouraged. And every one of you came near to me and said, and you this was a good decision you made, and I listened to you. Let us send men before us, these 12 spies, one man from each tribe, and let them search out the land for us. Let them do recon and bring back word to us on the way by which we should go up and the cities into which we shall come. Moses said, the plan pleased me well. So I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe. They departed and went up into the mountains and came to the valley of Eshcol, and they spied it out. They also took some of the evidence, some of the proof of the land in their hands and brought it down to us. And they brought back word to us saying, it is good land which Yah Elohim has given us. Nevertheless, you will not go up. You will not go into battle. And you rebel against the command of Yah. Yah told y'all what to do, when to do, and how to do it. But nevertheless, you rebelled against the command of Yah, your Elohim. And you complained in your tents. You thought just because you were in your tents whispering, and you were in your tent plotting, that Yah didn't hear you? And said because your reasoning was this, that you wouldn't go up into battle like Yah told you. You're self-deluded in your reason. You say, Yah hates us. Yah done brought us all the way out of Mithraim, brought us through the Red Sea, fed us manna, birds, gave us water, and your justification. Out of taking you out of Mithraim, which you call Egypt, he did this because he hates you and he want to kill you. He could have did that before you left Mithraim. He could have killed you in the middle of the Red Sea when he parted the Red Sea. He could have killed you by not giving you manna and fowls to eat. He could have killed you not giving you water to drink. He could have killed you when the clothes you were wearing for 40 years didn't deteriorate. If y'all really wanted to kill you, well, that was before that time, you would have been dead. And so your justification, Israel, was asinine. And you said, your justification, because Yah hates us. He brought us out of the land of Mithraim, which some of you call Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites. He did all this to kill us, to destroy us. Where can we go up? We can't do this. Our brethren, and they said, our brethren, those 10 spies, a recon, has discouraged our hearts. That's why you got to be very careful when you're speaking to Israel. The words that you speak to Israel shouldn't be of discouraging fashion. And if you correct Israel, you always show the means of an outing based upon Yah's word. You don't just spit out words against Israel because it causes Israel, and it may well cause you, more than likely because of the boomerang on you. They justify, our brethren has discouraged us, saying, the people, and what they use, the people are greater, and they're taller than we. The cities are great, fortified up to the heavens. Moreover, we have seen the sons of Anakim there, tall fellows. Then I said to you, Moses said, do not be terrified or afraid of them just because they're taller. Yeah. Your Elohim who goes before you, and you need to be dependent upon that, will fight for you and with you. According to all he did for you in Mithraim, before your eyes, you witnessed this. And in the wilderness where you saw how Yah, your Elohim, carried you as a man carries his son. And all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet for all that you did not believe, Yah, your Elohim, who went in the way before you, to search out a place for you, to pitch your tents, to show you the way you should go in The fire by night, he led you. Fire by night, and in the cloud by day, he led you. And he carried you like little children. He had your back. So why would he want to kill you? It doesn't stand to reason, your justification. And as a result of not going in, as I said previously, early, before we got into this, there are consequences for disobeying Yah. And you can't change up on Yah. You can't tell Yah, I'm going to do it when I want to do it and how I want to do it. No, that don't work. And that's why Yah about to show our ancient ones the penalty for Israel rebellion for not going into the land. Yah heard the sound of the words and was angry and took an oath saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land, which they did, their children did, which I swore to give to your father, except the two spies had brought back a good report saying we could take it. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. And to him and his children, I am giving the land on which he walked. He spied out. Because he wholly followed Yah. He did halftime, part time, and when he felt like it. He brought back a good report. He brought back an encouraging report. Or they listened to the other 10 spies. They didn't listen to Caleb. And he certainly didn't listen to Joshua, the son of Nun. He's one of the two. I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly, you must wholly follow the Elohim. Yah was also angry with me, Moses speaking in regards to himself, for your sake. All Yah went, took me through. And Moses was a humble man. He was a stutterer. He stubborn so bad, his brother Aaron had to be his spokesperson before the Pharaoh. And that, people like that are real kind-hearted, tender-hearted. They must have pushed Moses to the limit, because Yah said in regards to Moses, Moses was a humble man. But people can push you off your mark. And remember the time when they wanted water, and Yah said, Moses, say a prayer unto me, and raise your staff, and speak to the rock. Moses didn't got him all in a twat. He's angry with Israel, which caused him his interest into Canaan. He struck the rock. And Yah told him, look here, I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to do what I wanted you to do, how I wanted to do it, because I know the outcome. And whatever you're doing is not in line with what I tell you to do, don't work for me. I don't need you to do nothing, Moses, without what I tell you to do. Although you're a humble brother, I love you. You're something special to me. I see you as a friend, but you got to do what I tell you to do, when I want to do it, how I want you to do it. I don't need you to get into your feelings. See, anger can make the most of us angry. And we do more detriment to ourselves than the person that we're angry with. So Moses did detriment to himself by letting our brothers and sisters get him all worked up. Because Israel will get you worked up. And that's true. So don't let your brothers and sisters get you worked up where it may cost you also. And Moses is being honest when he brings these indictments to our ancient ones and an indictment to himself. He said, y'all to call to me, but what part did I play in this? So y'all told me what to do. And he says, Yah was angry with me for your sakes, saying to Moses, even you shall not go in there. But Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands beside you, Joshua took over leadership. He should go in there because he brought back an encouraging report, not a negative and destructive and poisonous one. Encourage him, for he should cause Israel to inherit it. And he says in regards to the young children, moreover, they were young at that time. Your little ones, your children, who you said would be victims, you say, oh, if we go in there, our children will get killed. Yah says, who you said would be victims, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they're young. They should go in there to them I will give it. They shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the going back to where you come from. I don't need your kind, but your children are going to inherit it. Then you answered and said to me, you said, you further exacerbated the situation. You answered and said, like he running something. We have sinned against y'all. We will go up and fight. We're going to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to. Just as y'all, our Elohim, command us. Well, that's over with. Y'all sometimes don't give second chances. And when every one of you had girded up on his weapons of war, and that's 600-some thousand fighting men. You were ready then to go up into the mountains. After I said, you ain't going over there, period. You said your children are going to be victims, but y'all going to be the victims because I'm sending you right back the way you came. But your children shall possess the land. So now you want to do right. It doesn't work that way when it comes to y'all. We must realize that when it comes to y'all, you got to do what you told, when you told, and how you told. Because sometimes there is no second chance. As it said, as King Solomon said, there's a time and place for everything under the sun, but there is no time or place for anything that goes contrary to what Yah says. Okay? So if you're going to be in it with Yah, you got to be in it wholly, or else there are consequences for your actions. Let's look at what they did. Yah told them don't do that. Are we ready now? It's too much, too little, too late. And Yah said to them, said to me, tell them, Moses, do not go up nor fight, for I'm not among you. You ain't going to win. At least you'll be defeated before your enemies. So I spoke to you. I told you, Moses, yet you would not listen, as you always been not listening when I tell you what Yah says. But you rebelled against the command of Yah. Yah didn't tell you to go in. You didn't want to go. Yah said, that's all right. It's going to be all right. You ain't going in. You're going back the way you came from. Then you're going to tell Yah, I'm going anyway. You're going to be with us anyway. It doesn't work like that. You're still rebelling. You presumptuously, because you don't know Yah is something serious, you went into the mountains. And the Amorites who dwelt in the mountains came out against you and chased you as bees and drove you back from Mount Seir to Hormuz. And when you returned and wept before Yah, the Elohim will not listen to your voice because you're disobedient, you're hard-headed, and you're stubborn, nor give ear to you. And you remain in Kadesh many days according to the days that you spent there. Yah said, y'all don't be playing with me. You took the discouragement of the 10 spies. I won't go fight Og plus a fight with y'all. I'm the Elohim. I'm the creator. I don't need no justification to tell you to go into the land. I know everything. But nevertheless, you let 10 bad apples spoil the whole bunch. But you wouldn't heed the counsel of Caleb, son of Jehunah, or Joshua, the son of Nun. But they going in. Your children going in, whom you lied to yourself, saying that because you don't trust in me. I see that I don't need you. Y'all saying, I don't need nobody that don't trust in me. I don't need nobody that not dependent on me. And y'all said, you got to be holy with me. If you ain't, I don't need you. So he tells you, go back to where you came from. And y'all is something serious, people. He's nothing to play with. If you ain't going to be down for his crown, it's going to cost you. And you can't do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, in regards to the Elohim Yah. It's just that simple. He's your creator. You're not his. And when he give you an order, you need to follow orders and stop being rebellious, and we still like that. It's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, my friend and brother, Aki, what's your commentary? Godrell, may the Most High bless you. He's dealing with them grandbabies.
All praises, yeah. All praises. I didn't want you to hear the noise, because they kind of noisy right now.
Yeah, okay.
But you broke it down. It's a simple chapter, but it's a powerful chapter. We need leaders like Moshe today that prepare us for the future and remind us of our past. So the children of Israel are about to go into the land of Canaan, and Moshe ain't there with them. They might have been discouraged, right?
Exactly. Because
Moses was a powerful man.
Exactly.
He's saying, y'all don't need me. Y'all need the Most High.
Right.
And the perfect example of it is when went into the land, y'all spied it out and said y'all couldn't do it. And y'all said y'all not going to do it because y'all said y'all couldn't do it. And they did. So we have to be vigilant in what we say, the words we put forth, because y'all will hold you accountable. Even if you're whispering in your tent, they ain't like what the Most High was doing, and they let their feelings be felt, and y'all let his feelings be felt. Okay, y'all ain't with me. Y'all ain't down with me. Y'all ain't making it.
So, exactly.
These are valuable lessons, because we tend to do things that we presume will please y'all. Y'all told them not to go. They got to change their mind. Oh, we'll go. Y'all said, no, don't go, because I'm not with you. And they went anyway. What were they trying to prove? I don't know. But the only thing they proved was that they were rebels that refused to follow Yah's order. And the thing we got to know, we can't go to war with anybody unless Yah's with us. Unless he commands us to go. So these brothers are preparing for war. And I don't know who they think they're going to go to war with, but they're going to have Yah with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All praises. God tell you so, right? If they think they're going to war with these modern day Amorites and our captivity, you think they're going to win and y'all ain't told them to do nothing, they're going to be like them brothers running out that mountain. It's true. You know what I mean?
Chase like bees.
Chase like bees. No armories, no foundries. No war weaponries. You got guns. You may have 100, 200 or 300 bullets. When they gone, what you gonna do? Okay. So, my advice to our brothers and sisters who are bent on war against our enemies, you better know how Yah operates, and you better have a connection with Him on what He wants you to do, and you need to accept His captivity until the Most accept your punishment. When the Most High wants you out of here, he'll handle it. He don't need you at like Bonnie Pipe on maybe RFD. Man got one shaking hand and one bullet. It's all all braggadocio. Don't understand Yah. Rebellious. Don't want to know what Yah said. Rebellious. And thank you working with Yah. Rebellious. Praise Yah and bless His holy name, Cartrell. I want to say this, Cartrell. I want to praise and thank Yah for the opportunity to study with you, brother. I want to praise and thank Yah for everything I have and everything I hope to be. I want to praise and thank Yah for the opportunity of having my soul restored for His name's sake. I want to praise and thank Yah for having my health restored for His name's sake. I want to praise and thank Yah that I see our people as captives. Every aspect of them is being captives. And their so-called ghettos, nothing but prison systems. I can understand how we have been reduced to monstrosities because they've kept us away from the truth by virtue of religions, by virtue of so-called living in self-destructing in every aspect of our lives, and by virtue of listening to our enemies in every aspect of our lives. I want to thank the Most High for learning to love my brothers and sisters, and I love myself, knowing their victims. And yes, they have become Frankensteins, and understanding there was a creator of Frankenstein. It was Dr. and Mrs. Frankenstein in the system of universal white race supremacy. It's created the monstrosity that we have been reduced to, and have patience in that. And just tell them the truth according to what Yah says. Praise and bless the Most High, Christ.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel. So much to give thanks and praise for. Thank you for my life and for all things and everything. Thank you for my grandchildren standing right in front of me. Yeah. I love y'all. Yep. Because the Most High showed me true love to my children and my grandchildren. There's nothing else like it. They up there. Love y'all. I thank the Most High for my grandchildren and even and my life in general for his loving kindness and tender mercies towards our people. Because it's there. He just wants us to get it right.
Exactly.
Thank you for even opening up our vision that we don't have Stockholm syndrome and we're not blinded to the facts.
Exactly.
So much to be thankful. That's why I thank y'all for all things and everything. His promises, his plan for us. And he deserves the praise every day, all day, for all his creation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise and bless y'all, Katrin. Hallelujah. Well, Katrin, we are getting to the end. And that's the last segment of these studies, which I believe is Psalms 122.
Yeah,
and it goes as Psalms 122 song, the joy of going to the house of Yah. You should have joy when you're going to the house of Yah. Going to the house of Yah is a song of ascent of King Dawood. Praise Yah, Kadriel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know that our King, King David, was always focused on the Most High.
Exactly.
Even in the 23rd Psalm, he said he would dwell in the house of Yah forever because he wants to give praise to Yah. So in this writing that he wrote, he's trying to show us what our focus should be. We should be focused on the future and Yah's house. You read about that that house that Yah has, where the waters are healing, how they're going to be coming from it. So King David's looking forward to it. We should be too.
Exactly.
Psalm 122. A psalm of ascent. You know these psalms, you notice that these psalms of ascent are not real long and drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
They're short, sweet, and straight to the point.
Exactly.
So when you're reaching out to Yah, you ain't got to have a long, drawn-out prayer. Just cry out to heart, soul, and might. All praises.
All praises.
I was glad when they said to me, let us go to Yah's house. Our feet are standing within thy gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, even Yah's tribes, according to an ordinance for Israel. And we know the ordinances that we have, the gates on the west and the east and the north that the tribes have to go through according to ordinance to give thanks to Yah's name. Hallelujah. So we do it Friday night, but you should do that every night. Give thanks to Yah's name for all things and everything. But there are set thrones for judgment, the thrones of King David's house. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love you will prosper. Peace within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of Yah Elohim, I will seek your good. Praise Yah. So we notice that all the words in the psalm are strictly positive words. We want to prosper. We want to give peace. We want prosperity from the Most High. All these things that he's written are nothing but positive things, affirmations that Yah's word is true. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
All praises, Kadriel. May you and your grandchildren have a peaceful and restful weekend. Fellow students, may you and your family, your children and grandchildren have a peaceful and restful weekend. May the Most High direct and order your steps and you not lean to your own understanding. Bless and praise the Most High. We love you. Shalom and good night. Kadriel, any good night? Goodbyes, shaloms for the people.
Most definitely, may the Most High bless and be with us. And may he be as well that we be back to study on Monday. All praise. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night. We love y'all.
To the east, east is the most and the most is the least. When you're living in a world